Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Afralo Rules of Procedure Working Group call on Friday, the 5th of December, 2014 at 1500 UTC. On the English channel, we have Barack Otinio, Remy Nowicki, Alan Greenberg, and Nakeem Nowicki. On the French channel, we have Tijani Benjema. We have apologies for Michelle Tichong, Haja Watera, Laurent Gillian, and Sylvia Vivanco. From staff, we have myself, Terry Agnew. Our French interpreters today are Camelia and Claire. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking, not only for transcription purposes, but also for our interpretation. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Tijani.
Have you finished, Terry? This is Tijani speaking. Okay. Right, so hello everyone. We're then going to start this call regarding our revision of our Afralo rules of procedure. I'm sorry to see that attendance is quite low, but we still have an hour here to try and make some progress because I have other reasons here for us to have first going to adopt the agenda that you have before you. Now, do you all agree with this agenda, or does anyone have any items that they would like to add, or any comments or any amendments that they would like to make regarding the agenda? Now, in the absence of comments, and since I see no hands raised, the agenda is now adopted, and we will now move on to the next item of the agenda, which is Afralo members' performance. Last time we started discussing this matter, and I'm going to sum up what we discussed last time as well, which is the weight vote. May I remind you that everyone who participated at our last
This is Terry on the English side. I'm letting the interpreters know we're unable to hear them at this time. Please stand by.
The latest draft to which you all agreed is the following. There's no one on the English, on the French channel anyway. I think it's only me on the French channel. I'm going to read it in English, he says. Represent any country with the largest number of ALSs from pursuing an agenda to its own interest as opposed to the benefit of the region, and to avoid those decisions to their own advantage, the vote of each ALS and their country will be weighed according to the total number of ALSs in that country. The system of the vote weighting shall be the sum of the weight of all ALSs in the country, which is equal to 1. As an example, in country A, where there is an N number of ALSs, the vote weight in that country is equal to 1 over N. So that is a draft. That is a draft I have prepared. So no one opposed to this text. So since we've finished discussing this item, it is considered to be concluded. Now, going back to our agenda for today, we now have to discuss and normally to compile the propositions from the members of the group regarding Afralo members' performance. Unfortunately, there haven't been any contributions and I was also away for a while, so I couldn't prepare anything myself. I'm going to tell you roughly what I think about this matter. So what we aim at here is seeing how we can consider that an ALS or an ALS representative is active, how we can consider him to be performant. So we have to have a list of his performance. And I think the first of the actions we can expect from a member is what they do to participate at our meetings, whether virtually or in person and face-to-face meetings. Now, the second element, which seems important to me, is the participation at decision-making. That is to say that you can attend a meeting, and there are many people actually who attend meetings who are written down as being present and then they do nothing, they don't take the floor, they don't participate at the decision-making processes. So, there's also the matter of voting, so we can take decisions, and then the performance element. Those are the two aspects that I have identified as the performance of AFRL members. But there's not just that. That would be the minimum requirement. But then, if you really want to be useful to AFRL, you have to participate at our working groups. Whether it's AFRL's working groups, ALAC's working groups, or working groups from other ICANN constituencies as well. So whether that is an African working group from AFRLO or a working group from ALAC or a cross-community working group. And then the last performance element that I have identified is regularly contributing to our processes. What would that mean? So that means that you may attend at all meetings and be a party to any group and vote without contributing. You can attend a meeting without contributing, you can participate at a working group without contributing, and for usual discussions there is also the need to contribute. Whether it's about knowing what AFRLO's opinion on a matter is, it's good to contribute. Now, if we have to draft a statement from AFRLO to ICANN, it's very good to participate. But contributing is a way of participating. It is an element. That is the element of contribution, which is paramount to us, because in our communities, usually, we do not participate much in the substance of discussion. And that is actually a great failure we have. It's what we lack. So a very important element of participating would be contributing to the matter. Those are some of the elements that I haven't written down. I don't have a draft, but those are the elements and the points that I have identified as to the member's performance. Now, at this point, I will ask you to tell me whether you have identified any other needs, any other elements. So if you have anything to add here, please take the floor. You have the floor. Who would like to take it? Barak, do you have any opinion to share with us?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to unmute my phone. So far, not really. I think we were reaching some sort of consensus regarding the matter at hand, and I would suggest that we maintain the same path that we are taking. I would prefer to be a bit indifferent at this point in time.
Tijan is asking whether that's all you have to say.
Yes. For the time being, that's all I have to say, because we have basically agreed on a certain mod that we were to try out, and probably I would suggest that we attempt that, because there are a lot of strong feelings for and against the proposed approach that we had made, and we reached some consensus. So I would rather we try out what we had agreed as a matter through consensus. That's all, Tijani.
Thank you for access, Tijani, but I think, actually, I'm not sure what you're talking about. The issue at stake today is AFALO members' performance. Was the element of their performance that we're going to be working on from now on are? So how do we measure their performance? And here the question would be to know whether the different elements of a member's performance that I have just explained are all the elements that can be taken into account to measure a member's performance, or whether you don't agree with what I suggest, or whether you think that there's anything else, you speak of consensus. And of course, everything is done through consensus building at AFALO. We haven't reached the point where we have to force people to follow our decisions. Consensus is a basic matter, but it's nothing to do with the issue at stake today. Today we're trying to see how we can measure AFALO members' performance, what their performance is. That is to say, the performance of ALS representatives. That is my question.
Okay. If you allow me to come in on that particular point, I have to say that it's critical, of course, for any developing organization to be able to measure the performance of its members. And I think I agree with the proposals coming forth from Tijani. Yeah, because at the end of the day, even as a secretariat, we are measured, or rather as the leaders, we are measured based on certain performance metrics that the members attach to us being in office. So it is also important that we do the same. Otherwise, we might have a case of many members who are not really contributing, or they are lacking, yet they expect service from the RALO.
Tijani speaking. Thank you, Barak. What I just read were the performance of our members as regards their attendance and their participation at the activities of our RALO, but we must not forget the activities of their ALSs in their countries, in the region. Normally, they're supposed to represent final users, the end users of internet, that is to say, individuals. And so we have ALSs which theoretically represent users at that level in their countries and in our region. So it wouldn't be normal for an ALS not to have activities within their country, within the country they represent. So one of the main performances of an ALS are to have some activity on the ground. And so those activities they have in the field are what I would like us to discuss. I would like to have all contributions on the wiki, on the list, at that level. And the performance of the participation of members and AFALO's and ALS work and ADICAN's work in general terms would also give us a sense of the performance of the participation of individuals in their countries. Because we are ALSs, and ALSs are supposed to represent AFALO in the countries as well.
That's true.
Aziz, go ahead. Aziz speaking. Thanks, Kitizani. I'm sorry I was late. I couldn't hear the different criteria or the different elements that you have suggested parameters to measure performance, but I guess they must be pretty much the same you mentioned at our past conference call. And so when I asked for the floor, my intent was to speak of the activities of the ALS at the local level, at their country level. And I think as AFRLO, together with staff, we put together a spotlight, the intent of which isn't to measure anything, but merely to show that at the AFRLO level, ALSs work vocally. And I think those are informations we are missing. And I say this because we have 36 ALSs today. And as AFRLO member and as AFRLO leader, I would like to know, what the impact of the activities of the ALSs are, even if it's minimal. But I would like to know what those activities are within each ALS. So if we take the example of ISOC, ISOC chapters are called to report to ISOC what the activities that they have undertaken are, what their events have been in each chapter's country. So I think it is now time to find a way, and this is the specific matter at stake today, I think we should now find a way, and I don't have an answer here, mind you. I was going to say we should try to find a way to, between inverted commas,
and Coca-Cola, but
force ALSs to report to us what they have been doing. Because I'm sure they organize many activities, but we are many, because like I just said, there's 36 ALSs at AFRLO, and each time we ask what the local activities have been, there's only three or four people who take the call. So I think we should find a way to bring our members to report to us what their activities have been. There's also the word at ALAC and at ICANN, there's participation at working groups, there's participation to policy issues and to public comments period. Fortunately, many young people have recently joined AFRLO and they're very active, but still we would like to have more participation, more engagement. Thank you, Tizani. Tizani speaking. Thank you, Aziz.
Hello?
I was saying what my criteria for the participation at AFRLO's and ALAC and ICANN's activities were. So I just mentioned four or five parameters to measure performance, And now I would add one more element here, which is the activities of the ALS within its country. So I asked you, and you asked rhetorically, how we could force people to report to us. Well, if we're going to have that element as part of our parameters to measure people's performance, I think it would be in their interest to mention what their activities were, because otherwise the drivers or the parameters with which we will measure their performance will be very weak. So now I think we should start working on the preparation of the most important aspects, which are actually to measure each ALS's performance, but measuring it not to apply any punishment, but to know, to correct, and then thirdly, if there is no solution to this, to arrive at some kind of remediation. So I think the procedure is clear, but I'm speaking of a definition of performance right now. So I'm going to repeat what I said just a while ago. because I quoted a number of performance elements which were first attending meetings, both in person and virtually. Secondly, to participate in decision-making processes. Thirdly, to vote. Fourthly, to participate at working groups, both at the regional or RALO level, at the ALAC level, and at the ICANN level in general terms. And so all the other, all the preceding items will take regular significant contributions. This is an element which a member who doesn't make regular significant contributions, because there can be members who attend at every or every meeting, but if they make no contributions, there's no point in having them. We need to hear the voice of the end user at that country, within that community. So that is the importance of the contributions of our members. And so the other performance indicator, which seems important to me, is the local activity in the field for each ALS. Those are the performance parameters that I have jotted together. I haven't had time to draft any proposals, so I will ask you all to contribute, whether on the wiki or on the chat, because I see that we have the link now on the chat, because Terry just shared it, or on the mailing list, so that by next meeting, we are able to have enough participation to compile and put together a consensus text which will represent the opinion of most of our fellow members. And the participation of each member of the group is greatly important, because we're supposed to submit to AFLO at the end of our work a project or a draft version which will be either amended, either accepted, either rejected. So we're going to have to make proposals to which at least the great majority of the working group members can consent. So the participation at the drafting is very important. You should all contribute. You can write whatever you want, never mind the language, and we're going to take your contributions on the wiki and rephrase them if necessary so that they are clear and understandable. But in order for us to be able to do that, we need you all to participate, please. So, Aziz, I see you're still raising your hand. Do you wish to take the floor? Aziz speaking, yes. I would like to ask you to add to those parameters as a fellow chair. Even when I was secretary, I've always said that ALSs always had to update their information on the ALSs fact sheet so that we always have updated information for the ALSs, because sometimes ALSs change chairs or representatives, or else they have always new activities that they should share with us. So we should also add here that people must fill in that fact sheet and share their activities with us. So I think that should be added to the terms of performance. Now lastly, there's another matter here that I would like to submit to you, Tizani, because you participated at ALAC Metrics Working Group. I would like to ask you to post on the wiki what the performance metrics used at the other RALOs are, and likewise to tell us what their criteria for decertification are. And then lastly, since we're discussing this, I've already said this last time, you should ask for words. Now, there's three or four ALSs we haven't heard from in 5-6 months, so I would like us to talk about those ALSs, because they don't participate. They haven't even responded to our offers for travel. So clearly to me that means they're not interested. So we should either decertify them, either find a solution with those A-listed situations. Thank you. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Several things. Firstly, so updating the fact sheet. To me, the fact sheet isn't really relevant. What's important is to update the application because we should regularly report them, the amendments. It's the same, says Aziz. Tijani speaking. Yeah, well, the fact sheet is for us. There's no fact sheet, actually. So we should have something more general. That is to say that each ALS should report any changes in the leadership or the situation of their ALS. It's true that that should be an obligation. But I don't think it's part of the performance of the ALS. What we aim at knowing is whether a member is performing or not. If they haven't reported some activity, there's no point in having that ALS. How do we know whether or not he's performing? And then you also spoke of the ALSs who don't reply, who don't respond. I just explained that this work we are undertaking now is merely to discuss the performance. Now, we are then going to discuss the metrics for the performance, and then in the third stage, we're going to see how we can solve that, how we can remediate the problems identified, what we should do once we know the performance of each ALS. Now, of course, we're not going to punish anyone, but we're going to try and correct. Going to try and make amends, but how do we do that? The ultimate solution will be decertification, which is what's going to happen to ALSs who showed no interest in us. But that is going to depend on the way our fellow works, as there are actually no rules right now in our rules of procedure. We have no point explaining this. You still raise your hand, Aziz. Right now, is there anyone who would like to take the floor? I haven't replied to your question on the other velos, Aziz. At large, in general, is working on those performance criteria and the different performance drivers. À l'AC qui travaille, nous avons du travail sur les métriques. We have work on metrics, and that is Anna's project.
Yes, it is one of the projects. It is an action plan for next year. And all the relos, no relos has any metrics, performance metrics. They are all working on that item. So I think we are going to work with ALAC, which was down in ALAC and which was down in the other relos. So we will say what we think about our region. Each region will have its opinion. And we will be able to have some performance metrics for each region. And it's okay, but it's okay to see also what is happening in the other regions. In ALAC, we are working on that. The relos need to work on that. We need to work on that. And before the next meeting of AFRALO Rule of Procedure Review, I hope that we will, and I ask Ariel to send a mail, to send an email on the working group mailing list to tell everybody that the that there were very few people participating to this conference call, and that everybody is asked to see what is on the wiki page and to tell all the everybody that the members of the working group needs to give their opinion on the elements regarding the performance metrics of AFRALO members. Okay? Well, this is an action item. Now, it's only me speaking. I'm very sorry about that. I'd like to know if somebody has another proposal or another idea. Who wants to take the floor?
Hello?
There is the link. Terry sent the link.
Hello?
Just a minute, sir.
Barak.
Of the performance metrics. Just a minute, Barak. And we are going to work on that. We are still defining the performance metrics now. Eh? So the link that we need to see now, Terry, is the member performance from AFRALO. This is AFRALO performance members. Okay, Barak, you have the floor.
Thank you. Maybe if I take us back a bit, I would like to make the following suggestion. I hope I'm not repeating what has been said before. For us to develop good performance metrics, it's important that we have a common vision as a RALO. So I think that's the premise where we should begin, that as RALOs, or rather as ALSs in the Africa region, what is our common mission and vision? And then based on that, we can say that we all abide by certain metrics to be able to achieve the particular mission or vision that we have set. So I think that would be a good starting point to rally everybody towards a common mission and vision, to avoid cases where there are ALSs that are not contributing or are not participating at all, because that will be able to help us really measure who is doing something and who is not doing something. So that's just an issue I wanted to point out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barak.
Hello?
Hello? We have an MOU, and the mission is very well defined. Now, if we need to modify, to amend that mission of the RALO, it's okay, but related to the certification criteria, we have discussed this item. It is the certification criteria of the ALS. We are working with the criteria that we were using lately, but those criteria don't give us very good results. So we want to study the possibility of amend those criteria to have a better result. The mission is very well defined. Now we need to find what are the performances that the AFRALO members need to have, must have, to remain AFRALO members. So today we have made good work, I think. Unfortunately, we are not a lot working on that today. There is only Barak, Aziz, and me. There is also Remy and Nuki. But did they participate to the discussion, is asking Tijani. Well, they didn't. Okay, there are some people who are here, but they don't participate. Now, I'd like everybody to participate to that discussion on the list, on the wiki list, or on the mailing list of our working group. So please, can we have the link of our wiki on the chat? For now, we have the link of Afro member performance on the chat, where you can also write your comments. And now we are going to move to the next item of our agenda. But first I'm going to ask if anybody wants to ask something. Do you want to add something to... nothing to add. So I'm going to move to the next item. This is the item number 4, performance metrics. We are going to see what are those metrics for the performance. For example, for the elements of performance were the participation of that person to the meetings. If that person is participating to the meeting, what are the metrics for that? And that is what we are going to do during the next meeting. I hope you will think about it next time we will have your contribution about the performance metrics for the ALS. And then, secondly, I'm going to ask you, please, to participate to the discussion on the performance metric, to tell me how do you consider that the metrics must be to assess those performances, to measure those performances. For example, can we say that those who are not voting are not performant, for example? Can we say that? We can say that you can miss only one vote, but we need to say if you don't participate to a meeting, do you need to send apology or not? If you don't send an apology, what is going to happen? So this is all that. It's not only the performance metrics to establish for next meeting, but also to think about those metrics. I ask you please to do a list of all those performances that will allow us to do those performance metrics later. And now we need to complete that list, and if someone sees that some performance metric is not good, please tell us during next week and the other week. We are going to write and discuss on the mailing list and on the wiki list, and please send me your contribution. So during the next meeting, we will only read the compilation, your contribution, your inputs, and we will tell our opinion on those inputs. Do you want to take the floor? Do you have something to add? No, okay, nobody asking for the floor. Tijani Aziz is speaking. Tijani, please, if you allow me. Okay, let's go, Aziz, you have the floor. Okay, if you allow me, Tijani, I'd like to do a proposal, a written proposal that could be discussed. Because if each one of us has to do some written proposal, I'm afraid that we won't have anything. So if you want, for as you made for the first item, for the weighted vote, for example, if you want, please write a proposal. It should be better than for us to write the proposal and to add things afterwards. Titani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz, for your proposal. I'm going to tell me to give my opinion on the wiki list. I'm not going to develop a draft. I will only send the list of these performance metrics, and I ask you to add some performance metrics. So during the next meeting, we will just say if we are agreeing, and then we will see what the metrics are. But we will be agreeing on the list for the next meeting. Okay? So, if there are no other comments, we have some time left, but if there are no other input or no other opinion, what are the next steps now? Well, as I said, I will ask each one of the ALS or the member of our group to go to the wiki and to try to add things to the list I'm going to post in the wiki site. So please add things into that list that I'm going to post on the wiki page. And I'm going to ask you that for the next meeting, each one of the member give his opinion on what could be those performance metrics, so we can discuss that during the next meeting in a deep way, and so we can prepare something that we will draft for the next meeting. Okay? These are the next steps. Okay. Everybody's agreeing?
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to move to the next item of our agenda. I'm going to ask you something. As the participation to our meeting is not very important, I'm going to ask the staff to ask the members of our working group what are the days of the week, the time of the day that they prefer for this meeting. So ask to choose the day and the time of the day in which everybody is available. So maybe we can do an action item, please. To organize a doodle next week. Okay, teacher is speaking. So the idea is to see if there are times or days in the week that are not good for the members of our group, because I'd like to have some more participation. And please try to participate online, try to participate on the mailing list in every way. Okay, if there are no other comments, I'm going to conclude this meeting. We are a little early, and I hope that for the next meeting we will have some more discussion, and that you will participate on the mailing list. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. And this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a great rest of your day.